This ACCSports.com audio interview is presented by North Carolina-based Capital Bank. David Glenn here. Make my bank your bank. Learn more online at capitalbank-us.com. Strong relationships, smart solutions. That's Capital Bank. Joining us now, as promised, the assistant head coach at NC Central, one of 19 individuals who recently attended the 2011 Expert Forum in Orlando as part of the NCAA's coaching academies. Among the goals there, addressing a serious shortage of minorities in college football head coaching positions. It's Coach Dwayne Foster joining us. Coach, how are you?
I'm outstanding, David. Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to be on your show.
Appreciate that. How did you get selected or invited to attend this event, and how did it go?
Well, there was an application process where we had to submit our coaching background in addition to writing a statement on our philosophy in terms of becoming a head coach. The format was that was an outstanding format at the Expert Forum. It went very well. I had an opportunity to get in front of a number of different athletic directors and head coaches at all levels, from the FBS to Division III.
I know the NCAA itself over the years has said that, I think they've even called it a critical shortage of ethnic minorities in head football coaching positions. What is the best theory that you've heard as the reason for that?
Well, the best theory, I don't think it's one, first and foremost. I think there are a number of reasons why that number may be and its shortage. I think it goes obviously back to the athletic directors and presidents in terms of, you know, individuals hire people that they are familiar with, that they know, that they trust. This format allowed us to get in front of individuals who will be making those decisions in hiring, to establish those relationships so they can receive the exposure to get ourselves in a position to possibly interview for an opportunity such as that.
Are there specific things that basketball has done differently? Because I know the percentages in basketball, maybe not everybody is happy about it, but it just looks like a healthier picture than what we see in terms of head football coaches at the college level. Is there any explanation for that disparity?
I'm not sure there's any major difference in the two, David. I'm not quite sure what basketball is doing is different from football or what have you, but the numbers are kind of staggering.
Dwayne Foster from NC Central is joining us here on the David Glenn Show. What kinds of training or instruction did you get at the recent NCAA Coaching Academies event in Orlando?
Well, we were put through a number of different sessions, and from learning about contracts to negotiating contracts to managing all aspects of a football program to navigating the first 90 days once an individual has received the job, to handling budgets, to fundraising, to contingency plans on certain situations, critical situations that you may face, to one of the more that I enjoy were the mock interviews with athletic directors, the mock interviews with certain members of the media, things such as that. I thought that were very well. You can never get enough practice for those.
You got that right. Dwayne Foster from NC Central is joining us here on the David Glenn Show. In terms of your personal history, Coach, you played at Delaware State. I'm from up in that neighborhood, being a Philly guy, so I know that is a historically black university. You're coaching at NC Central, another HBCU. How do you weigh your pride in these institutions and wanting to raise their profiles, but also wanting to advance your own career, maybe on a higher Division I level, and help with that shortage of minority coaches there?
Well, HBCUs are some outstanding institutions of higher learning. They provide great education, great collegiate education, and great collegiate sports as well. In terms of getting my foot in the door, I started out as a head high school coach in the Washington, D.C. area for some time, and had an opportunity to interview for actually the coach, our head coach now, Henry Frazier, at Bowie State, and kind of got my foot in the door that way at the Division II level at Bowie State. And from there, I actually went to Catholic University, a white institution, and came back to the HBC levels. But as I begin to matriculate, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I enjoy the opportunity to coach at an HBCU and look forward to advancing my career and beyond.
Is anything you experienced in Orlando, did anything give you more optimism about the way this trend might change in the future in terms of minority coaches in college football?
Indeed, I think the Axberg Forum itself speaks for itself in terms of the individuals that have come through it. Number one, who have obtained head coaching positions. But again, it's an opportunity to build those relationships and get that exposure needed to put yourself in a position to obtain a head coaching position at any level.
Assistant head coach, NC Central, Dwayne Foster. Coach, thanks for the visit. Thanks for dropping the knowledge on your recent trip to Orlando. We wish you well with the Eagles this fall.
Thanks again for the opportunity, David, and keeping this topic current.
You got it.